Silent and Bowman's hunt the easy way. The pain in his ankle had awakened the old pain in his hip, so that he was stove up in both legs and moved with the spryness of an 80-year-old arthritic. It was no time for heroics. He had no trouble entering the temple, reaching the tower, and getting upstairs, except from his own body. Someone up top had been watching. Silent covered his progress with a curtain of gentle, selective blindness. Bowman's got after him before he got through the door.
"Where's Case? What happened?"
"I don't know. He disappeared. How about you do something for this ankle while I tell it?"
He settled with his back against the wall, leg out thrust. He told what there was to tell. Bowman's poked, prodded, and twisted. Raven winced. The wizard said, "Not much I can do but kill the pain."
"Silent, you know more about healing than I do."
Silent paused in his translation for darling, moved in on the ankle without enthusiasm. Bowman's puttered around, muttering,
"Got to come up with something of his he had long enough to make his own."
Grumble, grumble, paw through Case's few possessions, come up with his journal.
"This ought to do it."
He shuffled into a corner and went to mumbling and twitching. Silent did not do much more for Raven's ankle than Bowman's had. The pain was gone, but it still did not want to work right when Raven put his weight in it. He wasn't going to win any foot races for a few days. Everyone waited tensely for Bowman's. No one expressed the common fear that Case had been caught by exile soldiers. Bowman's finally looked up.
"I need the city map."
Silent got it from Darling. Bowman's fussed over it a minute before saying,
"He's somewhere in this area."
Raven said,
"That's that open area where the wind whale dropped us."
"Yes."
"What the hell is he doing out there?"
"How should I know? Somebody maybe better go out there and find out."
"Oh, hell, me and my big mouth."
Darling had pointed at him, clicked her tongue, and winked. He was elected. Raven closed his eyes, relaxed for a few minutes, letting the tension and aches fade. Then he asked,
"What was in the pack?"
One of the Torx said,
"More money than I ever heard of one guy lugging around. It's in the corner. You want to look it over?"
"Don't know if I have that much ambition."
But he levered himself up.
"Nothing there that was useful?"
"I tell you, I can't remember me a time when found money wasn't useful to me."
That did not sound promising. Raven went through the pack, was disappointed. He looked at Darlin. She signed, "Anything?" He shook his head, but signed, "It does prove that the assassin, and therefore the murdered man, were linked with the theft of the spike. This stuff came from the Barrowland. Some of these kinds of coins haven't been in circulation anywhere else for centuries. But Bowman's told you that already." She nodded. "And he could not use anything here to get an idea where the man is? The way he did with Case?"
She shook her head.
She got up and started pacing, pausing occasionally to look outside.